no strangers.
You suck.
Tom Waits with your records and a bottle of Robitussin. Now that's what I call Christmas.
Is it Christmas now? Asked Carol.
Shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
I don't. WMUC-FM, College Park.
A son is born. 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 A son is
times long past lived a man of green, and his footsteps brought life wherever he'd been. In the deepest wildwood was the place he was seen, and the people did love and protect him. And they saw his face change with the turn of the wheel of the seasons. They heard his voice sing, "I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam, Kernana, Saipan, and I'm heard." Dark Holly King, darkness and cold in my cloak I will bring. But on winter's nights to me you will sing, till the air around me starts changing. And on the noon of the solstice I'll give up my crown to the light and the mighty old king. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam, Kernana, Saipan, and I'm heard. Your crops to fruit with the light that I share, with fire and water from earth into air. Oh, but the wheel, it keeps steadily turning, and on the noon of the solstice I'll give up my crown to the cold and the dark Holly King. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam, Kernana, Saipan, and I'm heard. Summer is here, the winter has gone, and the air it is clear. On a fine day I walk through a wood I live near. Oh, and a battle I spy through a clearing, two giants of leaves, one light and one dark. Even now the wheel it is turning. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam, Kernana, Saipan, and I'm heard. Saipan, and I'm heard. Kernana, 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 Saipan, and I'm heard. I'm the horn god, I'm the face in the trees, I'm the breath of the wind that rustles the leaves. I'm the green man in the wildwood, I roam, Kernana, Saipan, and I'm heard.
Okay, Sebastian, you got your headphones on? Okay.
Yes.
That was Dom the Bard, and that was the noon of the solstice, which is... Solstice was Sunday, 10 a.m. Yay. And so days are getting longer. Before that was the Dandy Warhols and their take on Little Drummer Boy, which is my favorite version of Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, so you are saying that days are getting longer, but each day is like, what, a couple of minutes longer?
A couple of seconds longer. Until
a couple of seconds longer. So,
but it'll change faster as we get into January.
Yeah, and we'll have like a day where the sun will set at 9 p.m.
Yes.
And you know, in Alaska, in some parts of the summer, there is going to be continuous sunlight.
Yes, above the Arctic Circle.
So that sounds fun.
Okay. So those are my two picks. Your pick is, drum roll.
So we have a Spanish, what is the name? A Christmas Carol?
Right. It's called a Christmas Carol if it's got religious lyrics. If it's not religious, it's just a Christmas song. A Christmas Carol is always religious lyrics. And usually more traditional, not newer stuff.
I always thought that all Christmas music was kind of the same, was always like Christmas carols. I never like paid much attention to that, kind of a division or typology.
Well, no, I'm telling you like it is.
So I'm learning something new. So this is kind. Can I ask you a favor?
Okay.
Can you pronounce this?
Vena Cantar.
Yeah, so...
Wait, I did it.
Yeah. It was nice.
I have no knowledge of Spanish.
It says, come and sing.
Oh, like French. You say, venez à tu chanter.
Yeah.
Venez à chanter.
Yeah.
And this is ven a...
Cantar.
Cantar. Okay. Ven a cantar. By, and the group is?
The person.
The person is? Yuri.
Yeah, Judy.
That's a Russian name.
Yeah, but I think, let me see where. So, let's play this and I'll look the country of origin of this Yuri.
Okay.
Que recordar otro año, mil sueños más hechos realidad. Los problemas vienen y van, y al final todo sigue igual. No hay montaña que pueda más que la voluntad.
Alzo aquí para brindar por ti y desearte lo mejor.
Navidad, feliz Navidad, vuelve a casa, vuelve al hogar. Navidad, dulce Navidad, ven calor de hogar. Ven a cantar, ven a cantar.
I didn't understand a single word.
So it just says, this is Christmas, come and sing, pretty much.
Okay.
So
nobody wants to hear me sing.
Do you want to sing?
No.
So why did you mention singing?
Because you said come and sing.
Yeah, that's the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
That's the lyrics. If you want to sing, you there are more than
I
welcome.
Remember that time I tried to sing karaoke with you?
Yeah.
And then I listened to it.
I mean, you just need to learn to improve. Give it time.
I do want to sing because when I go to my music club on Monday, there's a song I want to sing. So, when you come back from your trip, you'll sing backup for me. I want to sing Smoke on the Water karaoke.
Okay.
And then if it turns out good, I'll sing it at the club.
So you hear that, people? We have a premiere here. The next Andrea Bocelli is here. Or Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I'll do my music pick. Remember, my department is Christmas carols, and here's everybody's favorite one. By Philomena Gale, singing "O Holy Night," and then I'll do the Eric Cartman version afterwards.
Oh, there's an Eric Cartman version.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do Philomena Gale first, and then Eric Cartman. Ready?
Our team. Cartman can't seem to remember the words to Oh Holy Night, we're going to use a little shock therapy. I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet!
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
And... what was that for? I didn't screw up!
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
Sorry, Mr. Garrison. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's babe.
Those aren't the words, Eric!
This Jesus was born, and so we give praise. Okay. Fall on your knees and hear the angels.
Very nice, Eric.
See? I remember that whole chorus. Didn't even have to...
Missed it.
Damn, Cartman.
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French words.
What?
And the-
people holiday out now called Kwanzaa. I have never figured what that is. And every year it come up the same time, and we go through the same procedure year after year. On the first day of Kwanzaa, my children come up and ask me, they say, Mama, what in the hell is Kwanzaa for? And see, I don't know. Now, on the second day of Kwanzaa, I schedule a wrestling match. Me and that perpendicular head lady go after it, honey, and I usually bust her upside of her head. Now, on the third day of Kwanzaa, everybody goes down to the stove. Gotta get some malt liquor, 5 lotto tickets. Honey, you never know who's gonna win that thing. You have to play to win. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, we sit around and look at TV shows. You know, The Young and the Restless, All of My Children's, One Day to Live, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Oprah, Gail King, Montel, and all them. Now, on the fifth day of Kwanzaa, that's when the checks come in the mail, honey. AFDC, thank you, Lord. We shout and holler praise. Come on, everybody, let's go to the stove for some collard greens, ham hocks, Kool-Aid, and cheese. On the sixth day of Kwanzaa, that's about the time I want to fight. Because that Olin Mills woman be calling over here. Me and her gonna go after it. She always call me, wake me up, want to ask me, do I need my picture took? And then I curse her out. That's wrong and that's ignorant there. On the eighth day of Kwanzaa, that's when that drinking will catch up with you, honey. Bunch of 40 ounces, get really full, just totally lose your mind. We drive down the street, cussing out everything that moves, honey. Then we usually bash the Cadillac upside a Dairy Queen or something. Now, on the eighth day of Kwanzaa, we look at the TV guide. Nothing ever on it. We all get hungover. We have a bad headache behind Schlitz malt liquor bull. Lord, just gotta stay home, honey. Be real quiet. Everybody take their nerve pill. You can just start to feel Kwanzaa in the air. Now, on the ninth day of Kwanzaa, that's when you paint up all your nails. Turquoise on the nail beds, paint your thumbs gold and silver, put on blue eyeshadow, polyester wigs, and you will look at it so good, honey. Then we go on down to Kentucky Fried Chickens for some wings and maybe Dr. Pepper. And then I go down and holler at the men. On the 10th day of Kwanzaa, that's when shoplifting is the thing, honey. 9 cartons of cigarettes, 8 cans of tuna fish, 7 pretty toothbrushes, a 6-pack of Budweiser, 5 Lee press-on nails, 4 Mr. Good Boys, 3 canned goods, some ham hocks, and then probably 2 days back in jail. I've forgotten what the hell I was up in there for, what I was arrested for, girl. On the 11th day of Kwanzaa, honey, they grant parole. You roll up a reefer, go down to church, honey, talk all out your head, get happy, shout, pass out, holler, and holler, give your testimony, say, the Lord done set me free, honey. When you give your testimony, then you come on back home, if you can remember where you stays there, honey. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, this is the last one. On the 12th day of Kwanzaa, your damn kids all gather up around you, you know. And in my case, that's Lincoln and Aloe Vera, Gynalotrimin, Lemangelo, Arangelo, Tenactin, Temptasia, K. Martina, Fallopia, Shatheed, Velveeta, Vonquisha, Chlamydia, Champagne, that's my baby, Demactoria, Saskatoon, Shumika, and Skookisha. That's when Kwanzaa start to feel real to me. It'd be more like a feeling of the heart. I know that's right. Where my cigarette at?
Time with lots of dough.
So Jay, what do you want to say about what is next? I'm sorry, I think I got kind of lost.
Oh, it's a message from George W. Bush.
How did you get a message from George W. Bush?
I don't know. I think I found it. I don't know.
Did you find it close to the White House? We're kind of close to the White House.
I found it a long time ago, and I don't remember where I found it.
I mean, it was 20 years ago.
No, he left office in 2009.
Yeah, and this is 2026. So almost 20
years. Wait, we have to give you a cognitive test if you have trouble remembering what year it is.
I mean, you know, because it's the end of 2025.
Yeah.
And 2026 is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I'm not going to see you until the next year.
So, yeah, you know, I'm going to miss you for a year.
Until the first Tuesday in January.
Wait, let me see. No, I won't be here next week.
That's December. Next week is December.
It's December still?
Yeah.
Let me...
23 plus 7 is... Here's a cognitive test for you. What's 23 plus 7?
23 plus 7? It's 30.
I was checking to see if you did it without a calculator.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to look at the calendar.
Okay.
So in a week is going to be 30. But I'll be back here on the 2nd.
Okay. And the first Tuesday. So I'll be on the air without you next Tuesday. But the following Tuesday, we'll be back together.
And the first Tuesday of January is the 6th.
The 6th?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the 6th. So I think I wasn't that off.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh. So wait, so would you play would you just play?
Mistress for Christmas by AC/DC.
Okay. That was a good one. And before that we heard The 12 Days of Kwanzaa by Shirley Q. Liquor.
Yeah, and before that was Heavy Metal Christmas, The 12 Days of Christmas by Twisted Sister.
Okay, and now you ready for George W. Bush?
Yeah.
Okay, let me start him up.
Thank you all very much. Welcome to the Christmas Pageant of Peace. Each year we gather here to celebrate the season of hope and joy, and to remember the story of one humble life that lifted the sights of humanity. Santa, thanks for coming. Glad you made it. I know you got a lot of commitments this time of year, but I appreciate all our entertainers. Thanks for being here. It was a fantastic evening. Christmas is a time to rejoice and to give thanks for the blessings of the season. We also remember that we have a responsibility to help those in need.
What to do?
To the Batmobile. Turn on the lights. And would you help turn on these lights as well by counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done. I've got a message from God.
Yeah,
a vision of love. It's God's gift to the world. I've got a whole lot of love. Check. I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love. X. Christmas is coming. Peace to the world. I'm on a mission from God. I've got a whole lot of love. At this hour, the world is witnessing terrible suffering and horrible crimes in the Darfur region of Sudan. Crimes my government has concluded are genocide.
The human cost is beyond calculation.
I call on the government of Sudan to honor the ceasefire it signed and to help prevent further bloodshed.
I call upon Congress. More troops are needed to protect the innocent.
We need to intervene now before it's too late.
In the long run, the tragedy in Western Sudan requires a settlement between the government and the rebels. All sides must control their forces, end the killing, and negotiate the peace of a suffering land.
Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done.
We can do it.
Red line.
Huh?
Our plan is working.
Now,
what I'm telling you is technology is going to help us achieve the objective. Something no president or Congress has been able to do.
We're strongly committed to peace for all the peoples of Sudan.
That's the true spirit of America.
The love.
This is the road to paradise.
I still can't figure out why it's a good thing for us to be at war with
where they're rocking, have all these middle class people over there sacrificing. Surely there's some way we can find in this new moment of hope, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East.
Wicked.
As we approach Christmas in this time of war, we pray for freedom and justice and peace on earth. We set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. We ask for God to watch over our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas. Their families miss them, hold a seat open for them, and pray for their safe return.
Christmas is coming, and it's taken a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah, a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
I've got a whole lot of love.
I've got a whole lot of love.
X.
Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
So that was Spinal Tap with Christmas with the Devil, a very good mockumentary movie.
Oh, I never seen the movie, but I like that song.
It's a...
Oh, wait a minute. I remember another song from that film called Nature Trails to Hell. Oh. You ever heard that song?
No. Do you like it?
Yeah.
So if you approve it, I need to listen to it. I need to watch the movie.
Okay.
And did you know that recently there was a sequel? It took them like, what, 25 years, 20, 26 years to make a sequel?
I think I remember reading something about that. But, okay, so.
So that
so
was.
So I'll see the first movie before I see the sequel.
Yes, I mean, that's kind of the idea.
Okay.
You watch the first one and then you watch the second one. But, oh, you know, do you know Initial D? Tenacious D. Tenacious D.
The who? Tenacious D.
Yeah, Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Do you like it?
I don't want
to put you on the spot.
Well, I don't remember, but it's 3:55 and we got to clear out of here.
Yeah.
Because Fidel has to come in here and set up all his stuff for Lahuras.
So
there's no age. La Hora Salsera.
Yeah.
We'll start in 4 minutes. So let's put some junk on.
So Tenacious D was the band of Jack Black.
Okay, no more talking. Wait, any final words?
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Have fun, whatever.
Yes, Merry Christmas. And, here, some more Christmas
stuff. Let me see.
Ho, ho, eat your spinach and bind your mother. Next.
Who are you?
I'm Santa Claus.
Tell me about Christmas.
You don't want any presents?
Just tell me what Christmas is.
Oh, well,
Christmas trees and stacks of gifts, rain...
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Here in Jingling Bells, Holiday Ballet, Santa Claus, Universal Joy, and Christmas Snacks.
There is not a carol about snacks.
Christmas is something that grows on trees. Blech. Oh, what a terrible throat.
If only I never had to see a horse again.
You won't mind seeing a pony, will you, Father?
You are not getting a pony.
We might. The Santa can fit it in a sleigh.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean no. Whatever you're going to ask for, the answer is no. We've already bought you a dozen gifts.
Mom, Dad's being mean to me. It's Christmas. You're supposed to show kids that you love them.
Oh, thank God for kids, right? Yeah. The greatest thing about Christmas, watching those little faces, children.
It's all the kids and pops. But in the nick of time, St. Nick just dropped in.
Yeah, whatever.
Wednesday on CBS, The Bangles, Sting, Run DMC, The Judds, John Cougar Mellencamp, Stevie Nicks, Michael McDonald, U2, and more in an all-new holiday special. Santa Claus is rocking the town with Top of the Pop.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
A very special Christmas. Wednesday.